Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
What dark deeds unfold on the streets of Arkham? And which unwitting souls, innocent or impure, will succumb to the maddening call? The Call of Cthulhu.
Experience the unknowable horror and black comedy of Nerdy Show's Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, an RPG audio drama. Find it at CthulhuMystery.com or wherever you procure fine podcasts.
The following program, Flame On, is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Spandex makes me horny.
Drag is the new spandex.
Woo woo! Welcome to Drag is the New Spandex, brought to you by Flame On. Flame On, that podcast that comes around once a month. It's me, Oral, ready to talk about a drama-filled episode of All Stars for Drag Race. And with us, we have our amazing, illustrious producer, Pat.
Hey, lady.
Hi. And we are drinking Cavassier. Now, mind you, we both have been brunching hard and fast.
Oh, yes.
All day separately. But we had great times. And then the patron of Flame On and Dragon.
Patron saint of Flame On.
The patron saint of Flame On just happens to be in town. Showed up with not one, not two, but three bottles of liquor. Cavassier, Amsterdam, and a bourbon. The one and only. Ron, hey, Ron. Oh, sorry.
he's not Mike. He's just hanging out and watching this. And the funny part is, we recorded our recap, and we put that out. And then we had recorded our Black Panther episode. Mm-hmm. But before that even went out over the air, Ron tweeted at us. We had a whole conversation. If you listen to our Black Panther episode,
oh,
shit. We talk about the fact that, like, oh, Ron's supposed to be in town soon. He should come over and hang out with us while we record. That never went out before Ron tweeted at us, and he was like, hey, I'm going to be in town. I would love to come and watch you guys record if you're going to be recording. And I was like, that bitch is psychic. That bitch got our house bugged. He knows what's going on.
He's working for World of Wonder. He lied and he used another W that shall remain nameless, but it's actually WoW. It's a three letter. They own Orlando too. That's not important. I'm sorry. So, Ron, just shout out, hey everybody. You won't really get picked up, but just say it in the direction the listeners can hear you.
Hey everybody. Pleasure here. Enjoy the show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Brought to you by Cavassier. Sponsored by Ron. Cavassier. When you too poor, but your friend got bills.
I got bills. They're multiplying. That's a little lunchbox Lewis for you.
You know, the funny thing is, when I do karaoke, I know that one person knows Lunchbox Lewis, and he's one of my favorite people. And if he wasn't dating for, you know, extended period of time, one of the sweetest people I have ever met in my entire life, I would snatch her man in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. And I wouldn't feel bad about it at all. But knowing that he sang it once and nobody knew what it was but me, I switch it up to like Grease. I got bills. They're multiplying. And then people tip me.
That's awesome. The only reason I know it, honestly, is because it is it was a big Footlight Men's production number that they would go to every so often. And when I was helping out as backstage manager and whatnot back in the day, I would see it. And it's a fun little song, and it's cute when the boys get out there and start dancing around to it and do all their.
And then they get phone dollars?
Yes, exactly. Because they got bills. They're multiplying. In my shoes. All right.
That's.
I've been drinking a little bit. I had a dry month, okay? I took the month of February
Girl,
off.
Girl, you know they have lubricants for that.
Well, you know, it happens.
Maginal drying.
Maginal.
Is something that affects other people. Not me, but other people.
So I took February off and then did 2 extra days in March because people, anytime I said, oh, I'm not drinking in February, they're like, oh, it's the shortest month. And I said, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to do 30 days. And then I came off of that yesterday, and then I brunched really hard today with some endless bubbles at Bonefish.
No soy Americano. That's literally all was. Bottles are popping everywhere.
I love it.
Oh shit, I forgot we're really here. We're here to talk about Drag Race. This episode actually wasn't so bad.
No, there was a lot of super, super produced drama. Mm-hmm. But overall, it was a cute episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I love the weirdness, like we've stated before about RuPaul, those moments where you're like, wait a minute, did I leave the iron on? And she's looking, and it's like, you're about to say, how these queens are going to get their revenge. And you're talking about an iron. I love those. I love the non sequiturs. Like, this felt, yes, it was produced, but it felt organic in the way that we want. Like,
yes. And it was a 90-minute episode. First off, nobody told me to be ready for that. Nobody told me. Because the last 2 episodes have been 60 minutes. We've gone back to an hour. So I didn't think anything, but I get that it was, you know, we have 10 queens that we have to deal with. Mm. But I wasn't prepared for it. And then we're watching the episode, and Eric and I are at the Bear Den watching. And we get to the main challenge at 8:45. And we looked at each other and we go, I guess it's a 90-minute episode. But it brought back.
Like, we're pushing back karaoke.
Which was fine. It was all right. We'll do it. But it did give us a chance to have those bits. Like, I know Brian has talked at length about the fact that he loves these little, like, while you are deliberating, we'll be playing strip poker. Like, those little, like, ridiculous things that they do, those little bits that they do. And we got those. We got that again in this episode. And it was nice to be able to have a little bit of room to breathe versus a 60-minute episode to try to squeeze all the drama in and get all this done.
Here's a little tidbit. Years ago, when I was a secret gay to everybody but me and my mama, apparently, I used to secret watch the RuPaul show.
Aww.
And like it'd be the way, like, this is so sad, the way like straight boys used to watch porn and gay boys used to watch porn with like the tint, like the contrast and brightness real low. And like, if you had one of those old TVs where you could put the headphones in, like, once I lost that, because I'm old, so sue me. I used to turn on closed captioning, and it would just like sit in my room in the dark and like put a shirt under my door so you couldn't see the light just in case. And I would just watch these like amazing things. And so like that weirdness seemed like your grandmother's chicken noodle soup to me. Like, when the world gets you down, you watch a little weird sort of vignette for Drag Race, and you feel, yeah, I can get through today.
Well, and the funny part is that talk show back in the day was one of my first exposures to Savage Garden.
Oh.
Can I tell you that?
No.
Back in the day, before they had, like, really hit it big, I think maybe before I Want You came out, because that was their big like breakthrough American single, or just afterwards. They had put out a song before that. They released the single before I Want You, and it was their, I believe, the lead track off their album. It was called To the Moon and Back, and they performed on the RuPaul show. And I remember, and it wasn't, I was a young lad at the time, but I would watch like MTV and VH1. I didn't really watch a lot of the RuPaul show, but I remember going, like, flipping through the channels or whatever and being like, oh, Savage Garden. And like, it sticks in my head, and watching Darren Hayes on this TV show singing the song, and then like them really kind of blowing up shortly afterwards with I Want You and Truly Madly Deeply and all of that. And it really has played a large part in a lot of culture. So to see these little like crazy vignettes in between, and this one was cute too, like with them scrubbing the statues and her yelling at Emma.
Emma Bunton. We're
jumped too far ahead. We'll go back.
So let's go back. So we realized not three queens, because that was a cute gag.
It was. It had me gagged, because when they came running out there, I was like, oh, bitch, they played us, and they did it well.
So we make it to the workroom right after elimination, and we realize that both Bebe and Trixie both sent home Aja.
Yep.
Which I still...
It's bittersweet.
It is bittersweet.
She did so well on All Stars. Like, regardless of whether or not she was going to win this season, she really stepped... She leveled her pussy up.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because...
It's a song. It's her song.
it's frustrating because, one, I have made it very clear. Boy Aja is... literally my high school dream boyfriend.
So to stop you right there for a second, have you watched Aja's new video?
No, not yet.
Because she's basically in like a t-shirt and like some underpants, like all bare-legged with some shoes on, and all I could think about was Oral would enjoy this so much.
Oh my god, I think I'm getting a nosebleed from the future. Oh my god. I'm going to tilt my head back. Give me a second. I think I'm good. Oh my god. Okay, no.
You need to watch it. It's a cute little video. It's like, she is such an anime and gamer nerd that it's fantastic. Like, yeah, it's really fucking cute.
I just can't. Oh my god. Oh my god. But I get why they sent Aja home. I'm not happy about it. And that's when I think this is the final, like the first shift. Yeah. Where I'm just like, okay, things aren't going according to quote unquote plan for me. Like, this isn't something that I've seen coming, because I really thought that she would be in the final, like final four.
Yeah.
Specifically top three. Yeah.
Yeah. With what she has put out this season, you would not be, I could not fault you for really pushing and thinking that Aja would be top three.
Yeah. But, you know, we move past that. Chandra says, oh my gosh, I was safe. This, that, and the other.
RuPaul shows up in the next day.
Yep.
To tell them about the main challenge and that she's auditioning them for her girl group, the Kitty Girls.
The Kitty Girl.
However.
Just because RuPaul wants to hedge her bets. I don't know why I sounded like a drunk Carol Channing just now, but so be it. Raspberries. You know, the gays said that I was the empress of San Francisco. Because, you know, anybody can be a queen. But, you know, an empress, like, is above a queen. Oh, I think my husband's telling me that it's time for me to go. It has been such a delight. Did I ever tell you that the gays decided and crowned me Empress of San Francisco in 1907. I'm sorry, that was incredibly disrespectful, and I love Carol Channing, and I know that was terrible, and I apologize.
It was amazing. Okay. So, however, they're not the only queens that are going to be auditioned for this group.
No. we find out that the other queens, the eliminated queens, are all coming back to audition for the Kitty Girls. And the kicker is, no matter how well you did on that winning team, one of the all-stars, remaining all-stars, goes home.
Yeah.
And one of the eliminated queens comes back.
Ugh. Ugh.
Now, I need to say this. I need to clear the air because our patron is here, and I need to tell you that I'm going to disappoint you in the next few minutes. All I thought was, as long as it's not that hating-ass Thorgy, I can deal. I know Chi-Chi ain't coming back. She don't want to come back. I'm like, Morgan, I can see Aja. I am hopeful. Milk, I want this to be a learning experience. And that's what the producers in Milk decided to give us this episode. A learning experience. But as long as it ain't that. Seriously. Like, stop wearing dreads, white people. Stop it. Stop it.
So I have to cut my hair now?
It limits you. First of all, I wouldn't step foot in this house. It's frustrating because it limits her drag. She has to always do those like high bouffant-esque wigs. And in this challenge, she made it work.
Well, she did with Stevie Nicks also. She had the top hat.
Yeah.
She, you know what? Like, I don't love the dreads. I really don't. I'm not trying to sit here and defend her hairstyle. But.
Because you can't.
No, I wouldn't at all. I never would. The thing is, she actually does a really good job at masking it.
She does.
You know, but yes, you're right. She definitely has to. If she's just wearing wigs, because, you know, that's not just one wig.
That's not one wig.
Like, there's a bump it on top of a bump it. I've been drinking and trying to say bump it 14 times fast is not easy.
Pump and bump it. Pump it and bump it. That's literally, that's my sobriety field test. Pump and bump it. Come on, girl. Put that bass in your walk. Head to toe.
Make your whole body talk. Come on, girl.
Put the bass in your walk.
Head to toe. Make your pump and bump it. Pump it and bump, bump it. Pump it. Don't be jealous of my boogie. Don't be jealous. I literally love how I'm selling RuPaul's greatest hits right now.
I feel like the season 4 challenge where they had to sell the CDs with RuPaul's hits on it.
To the moon. To the moon. To the moon.
I'm partial to Glamazon. Panther on the runway. Oh, sorry.
Do it. Oh, she's so bloody tall.
I love that. That's my favorite part of the song. My absolute favorite part is that she's so bloody tall.
Here we go again. Chapter 2, turn another page. I'm walking in the rain. Paint a smile upon my face. That one got me through a breakup. And my breakup, this man who was sleeping with me decided he didn't want to sleep with me no more.
All of these songs are available on iTunes.
Ding! But, okay, so.
So, Kitty Girls. Kitty girls and the Eliminated Girls.
Do the Kitty Girl rock. Oh my God. Now I just imagine Carrie Hilson shilling for corn in a leopard print suit. Begging RuPaul, like, look, we can rebrand it. Do the Kitty Girl rock, and then anytime you rock, I lick a paw.
My name is Trixie. I'm so very. I just know. Oh, that was my favorite song that Carrie Hilson did when she was here for Gay Days, by the way.
Pretty Girl Rock.
Yes, because it's one of the only songs I know. That and her part of The Way I Are, the Timberland song that she did. That's about all I knew.
Where she let a music video play and then she came back on stage and just did the hook.
Pretty much. It was like 45 seconds of just her doing the chorus and that was it.
But you know.
Can I tell you, Carrie Hilson is the only person that we've had since I've been the photographer at Parliament House. I've gotten a selfie with every single mainstream artist that has come through and played Gay Days. and even outside of Gay Days, like anytime, like Deborah Cox is there, or Sandra Bernhardt, Debbie Gibson.
You know what? We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. I'm sorry. I just had a moment. I had a thought, and I need to talk about it.
You had a Deborah Cox moment.
I had a, and then you turn around, and you're standing here. How did you get here? I don't know why I sounded like Miles Mabley. I'm sorry. I know why, because I'm having a delicious beverage brought to you by Cavassier, sponsored by Rod.
So Carrie Hilson is the first person that I did not get a selfie with. She broke my streak. I have a fucking video where I rap next to Estelle, but I couldn't get a fucking selfie with Carrie Hilson.
No, you don't want a selfie with Carrie Hilson. Do you want to know what a selfie with Carrie Hilson is called?
What?
A wanted poster.
Oh.
Or really the classifieds. I'm here all week, everyone.
So the eliminated girls and the remaining top five have to write and record verses to this really bad Spice Girls-esque song. And before we get to that,
we find out that Adam Lambert is, that's not how you say his name. Adam Lambert is the guest judge / vocal coach, because, you know, he ain't been doing nothing for a second. Which is unfair, because, like, he is a talented singer.
He was touring with Queen for years.
Yeah, I was like, just about to
say. He's been doing all right.
No. But no, he has been touring with Queen. And if there's one person that I can listen to sing Queen songs that doesn't sound like a cover band, it's Adam Lambert, because who is Adam Lambert but my generation's, like, Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
He was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna be who I am. He's very talented, very
attractive.
Eventually,
because on Idol, he tiptoed on that line but wouldn't necessarily come out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's ever officially, like, come out. I mean, bitch, we know the music.
Remember the Video Music Awards? The VMAs were just like, all these men and women are in leather. And, oh, he's trying to say he bisexual. Uh-huh. Girl, we see you. Hey, baby.
We ain't mad. We gonna take you. We on your side. But just, bitch, just come to the side.
Let me tell you. We're skipping ahead, but it's not a spoiler. That jacket he wore on the judges panel, I need it. And I know you can only really afford it if you are, I'm sorry? Okay, Ron said that he's going to give me that jacket. I'm a medium. I want you to know.
Medium-ish.
How dare you? You're lying. I've never been so thin.
Curtis was supposed to love me.
Curtis. You know what? No. Almost. Jessica, I almost said the one who, you know, what is the line, Oral? What is the line that you know that he is too bad? Jessica, I wish I could say it was what I just told you, but really it's not. I turn a blind eye. Keep that in. She knows exactly what we were talking about.
Oh, it's staying. Trust.
You know what? That's not even Patreon. I'll tell you that later.
Oh, Lord.
I've got terrible taste in men.
So Adam Lambert is going to be the vocal coach, and he's a guest judge. But before we even get to the challenge, all the queens are back in the room, all 10. We're back to the beginning. Square one.
And then I literally was playing Tina Marie Square Biz in my head. Square, who's that? No, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to... Folks, I apologize about the quality of your host on this episode.
Brought to you by Cavassier. Brought to you by Ron.
By Cavassier. Brought to you by Juan. Ron. Sorry. I, you know, that season two. Ron, I apologize from the bottom of my heart.
The bottom of your glass.
I would like to say that I'm gonna switch to water, but we all know that's a lie. That's a lie. And I'm not a liar.
So all 10 girls are back in the workroom, and here comes the drama, because they decide to hash out.
Why you send me home, ho? Why you send me home?
Except for Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi was like, I got it.
Girl.
I didn't want to be the Roxy of this season. Don't bring me back.
When I tell you I need someone to isolate the shade music that they were playing when she said, I don't want to be the Roxy Andrews of All Stars 3.
You sure they weren't just playing the instrumental version of Reggie Wrote You? I'm Roxy Andrews and I'm here to make it clear. Let me tell you,
I need it as a ringtone. I need it as a chime. I need it whenever someone rings my doorbell. I need it to remind me to wake up in the morning. Like, I need that. That is what I need.
Oh, that was the, I cackled. I made such a goddamn ruckus when she said that in the bar. It was like, I think people were looking at me funny because they were like, bitch, why you? Oh, no, that shade was perfect.
And that is what separates you from a Roxy Andrews.
Exactly. Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Self-awareness will set you apart.
So let's start from the beginning and work our way to current. Morgan McMichaels. You know what? Let me give her credit where credit is due. Let me give her roses. Because that rendition of Chip on My Shoulder from Legally Blonde was perfection. Perfection. I was just like, yep, I totally understand why you're going to work so hard.
That is the best reference I've ever heard you say.
Thank you, everyone. I'm here all week, here at the Palatial Playmon Casinos, brought to you by Cavassier, sponsored by Ron. Ron, the patron saint of loudmouth bitches. Yeah, I'm afraid to do stand-up. What the fuck, drunk, sober me? Let's be real. What the fuck, sober me? Get your shit together. So, Morgan confronts Bendela. And there comes a point where the angels on high just said, we're just going to shut you down. We're just going to throw up just, you know, divine barriers. We're going to do, you know, blessing of the seven. You will be good. Don't pay this half of no mind. And she's like, but you see how that's duplicitous. What really is duplicitous is you pretending to be a fully organic human being when we see your bionics from 2,000 feet away. Like, I can, you know what it is that the work that Morgan has gotten done is so sharp. And she's got these gorgeous eyes. But it makes her look harsh, which is why Morgan looks so great when she puts on, like, when she beats her face. Yes. Like, her makeup is perfect. She's flawless. She's unspookable. But as a boy, I'm like, Now, I've heard of pointing, and I know it's not something I should do. But, girl, in the daylight, like, Literally, she is the thinnest Oogie Boogie they have ever had do the Halloween spooktacular, spectacular, Mickey's Not So Scary at Magic Kingdom I have ever seen.
Oh, God.
And, she went for Bendela's jugular, and she refused to let go. She refused to let go. Speaking of letting go, let's skip to Bit Authority. And, you know, she's like, why'd you send me home? I didn't think I was the weakest one. And they're like, well, the judges said this. Also, look at this note you sent. You know, sent Trixie. Did you post that? Yeah, put it in my workstation. Oh, well, that I didn't mean it like that. She's like, I would have never said that to you. She's like, girl, why are you so upset? Like it was just a joke. I'm like, bitch, you were rancid. Like, that's a rancid thing to say. I should know because I would have left the same note. I would have left the same note. Hey, Pat, girl, let's get drinks. Also, fuck that rancid bitch, Shangela, with a chainsaw. That's pretty much what Thorgy said. And then she's like...
And I probably would have put that note up in my workstation, too. Mm-hmm.
And then she's like rolling her eyes and she can't be bothered. But she was also still bitter about being sent home. And then later on in the episode where she's talking about, like, I don't understand why she can't just move on. I'm like, bitch, you're the definition of stuck. Literally, when you think of stuck and bitter, which have never been synonymous until Thorgy came in and you have that bridge over troubled waters. See what I did there? And you realize that troubled waters also is synonymous with Thorgy. I don't understand why you decided to try to read somebody when apparently you can't read your own name.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me help you get hooked on some phonics.
Oh, Jesus.
Let it go. And that is the last thing I will say about Thorgy, because God willing, this is the last time I see her in the season. Now, if she was in town and I just happened to be at Parliament, I will see Thorgy and I will be entertained because she is a great entertainer.
Absolutely.
But if you think I'm paying for that meet and greet, you sadly mistaken. Your meet and greet gets you Thorgy and milk. Well, can I get half price if I only see milk? We also had Aja, who had a legitimate gripe.
And it wasn't even so much a gripe. Like, she didn't come for BB. No. She was just kind of like, it would have been nice if you had given me some props, the props I deserved for helping you make this outfit that you got praised up and down for. And they were like, oh, you made this? And you were like, yes. And BB was just like,
I'm sorry, who? You mean the boss? Ah. Yeah, no. She was like, you know what? You did help me with the garment. Thank you very much. And it wouldn't have helped her. She was still going to go home. And so, like, BB had a point, a catty point, but a point nonetheless.
No, she does, but...
It was razor sharp, and it ended up in Aja's back, but a point is a point is a point.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It just... When you see queens that... When you see a regular season and something like that happens, you kind of go, okay, they don't really know each other that well. These seasons aren't taped over months. They're taped over weeks because each episode is roughly 2 days. So when you have, let's say, a 12-episode season, the queens that make it all the way through are together for about a month.
Yeah.
So when you're not really, like, you know, you go back to, and we had the whole Alexis Michelle reference about be going out onto the runway and nobody saying nothing. Unless these queens know each other. And some of them do, because we had four queens from New York and, you know, the boroughs on the show, but these queens aren't necessarily like best friends and have toured and know each other and have built the sisterhood. On All Stars, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
These queens, aside, I mean, Aja's fresh off of her season, but I guarantee you she's done shows with these queens since filming and being announced and her season being on the air. So,
side note, I've had a stroke of genius. I realize where part of my life hasn't been so bright. I'm not subscribed to Vogue magazine. See, because usually I would go to my friend's house and then we would sit and we would go through, that's cute. No. Oh, yeah, no, I see. You know, these colors are in this season. And like, as I sat here last week, looking fantastic in what I wore to Black Panther, I looked at myself today in my mind's eye, and I'm just like, I mean, this is acceptable, but it's not great. You could do better. You could always do better. And Asha has taught me that, which is why she deserved to come back. We talked about Burroughs, and then my mind kind of fired.
Well, it happens.
Side note, if you ever wanted, I will show you a picture of me in drag, which is literally my older sister, is me in drag. I'm like, that's me in a wig. Also, there is a variant copy of Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur that I will show you. That is me going full natural, riding a red Tyrannosaurus Rex. That is me.
I am here for that.
I that's my cosplay.
I love it.
Let me tell you, okay, you know what? Nobody's really interested in this episode, so we're going to talk about this thing that y'all can't see. I will give you, so there is an issue, let me see. It's the Woman of Power variant for Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, because I don't know what issue number that is. Are you ready for this?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Look at me as a Marvel character. Girl, look. I don't think you see. Look at that. Oh, yeah. No. No. That is fucking the variant.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
See?
Brian,
come in here.
We are going to share that on the Flame On Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
After this episode posts.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I know, which is why, so, like, a coworker in front of mine, he's like, hey, could you put this in somebody's folder? I'm like, yeah, sure, and I, you know, everyone, you look, so you want to know what goes where, and then I looked at it, I'm like, I froze, and in the middle of a transaction, I froze, and they're like, Oral, what's wrong? And I'm like, why am I on Devil Dinosaur? They're like, oh, my God. I'm like, you can't even pretend. That's fucking me.
I absolutely love it. All right. So Milk and Kennedy have their, let's get through this drama. We just got to get through this drama until we get to the actual point of this episode. But Kennedy and Milk go at it. And Kennedy tells her straight out, fucking lays her ass out and tells her, you sat here and you read my drag.
To Phil.
And then you go and sit here and be and wonder why I'm upset with you. And then, which leads to Milk going,
was I a bitch?
Am I an asshole?
Am I an asshole?
And the answer really just is a short yes. Yes.
But everyone's, she's like looking around. I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus. No, I am Spartacus. Which is unfortunate. But Chi-Chi had a point. Milk is gorgeous in and out of drag. You know, Milk is the like ideal aesthetic for a bulk of people. And, you know, you live in a different world. I will use this as an example. I will change the names to protect the identities of this real conversation because I actually like this person. So someone named Schmaler once said, do you like it's hard to be me sometimes. Like, you don't know who likes you and you just wants to have sex with you. And like this person who, you know, I thought was attractive, like this girl came up to me and asked me out. And I'm like, you know, you haven't said anything to me all semester. Why would you want to go out with me? And she literally said, because you're Schmaler Schmoss. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, Taylor. That was rude. That was rude. However, you have a lovely wife. And of course, you are gorgeous, and your brother to a lesser extent. But, you know, Connor's weird, so whatever. You know what? Let's beep Schmatter. Out the last name, Schmatter. Just beep out the last name. Keep the names. Keep the names. Beep out the last name, because that's pointed. Not like in the crystal meth version, though, because I've never done meth. Opium, by accident, but never meth. So I went to Rollins. What did you expect? We only do the really fancy and esoteric drugs. I like to state for the record that I'd never, ever, ever touch cocaine in undergrad. And that's all I want to say about the matter.
So we get all that drama. They have their conversations. They'd split up and go into their groups, the remaining top five and the eliminated five queens. And they have to give themselves personalities or personas.
That's not important. Let's get dash over this. We get to, oh well, no, it is important.
It is. There's not a lot to it. They go through, and the biggest thing that comes out of it is you see how shook, the word of the episode,
shook,
Ben is from this confrontation with Morgan, because Ben doesn't want to, like, it's not about drama for him. But this conversation with Morgan has him rattled.
The man who also is creating a theater empire in the Northwest.
Exactly. The top five queens come up with cute little personas. You got Sparkly Kitty. You've got
Thirsty Kitty.
Mathalete Kitty. You've got...
I was also in the science Olympiads. There was a boy. He was cute. We went to different districts. It was sad.
And then my favorite was when BB is trying to come up with hers, and Trixie's like, what about Mother Kitty? No, not because she has kids, because she's old. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Like, Trixie's quips. Like, Trixie has not had, like, the most amazing, like, spectacular top of the heap run on this show, but the confessionals, her pointed wit has been fantastic. It didn't show through in her RuPaul impersonation for Snatch Game, but everywhere else it's been fantastic. And then you have your eliminated queens who are coming up with theirs. And then we get into having your vocal lessons and your vocal coaching from Adam Glambert, the Glamazon himself.
An attractive, talented man who's also this generation's Freddie Mercury. Mainly because Freddie Mercury died before I could have sex with him. I'm really sad now. Let me tell you, Freddie Mercury, to me, actually, you know how inebriated tongue speaks a sober mind? I love Freddie Mercury. I think that man was the definition of attractive. And which explains... because, you know, he had a strong brow. It explains my obsession with Eastern Bloc Europeans. Oh, girl, I'm sorry. In conclusion, I'm just going to be quiet and keep drinking. Pat, you take over.
So we're in the vocal studio.
Girl, I'm not playing. I need you to take over.
That's fine. I got it. We see the Eliminated Queens doing their verses. And they show us okay verses. There's no real stumbles. There's no real tricks to it. There's some little tips that he gives Milk and whatnot. And it's, they just show us kind of the, this is going okay version of the show. And that's fine. And then we see the top five queens come in. And that's where they show us the stumbles. And RuPaul's Drag Race, you producers can't fool us. When you show us Trixie stumbling through and having issues with Adam Lambert, when you show us Ben de la Creme having issues and not being able to put down a verse, you can't fool me. You can't fool us.
I see you.
We know that you're just trying to make it a thing that we're supposed to think, oh my God, my favorites are going to be in trouble. This isn't going to work out. No. You know it's going to happen. They get to the main stage. And I mean, we'll skip over most of the workroom after that because really it's just
important.
Ben and Morgan have a moment. Morgan apologizes for being so pointed because they are two dynamically opposed forces.
Which is funny because she looks like, you know what? I'm not going to finish that joke. But if y'all put two and two together, one's a syringe.
Oh. So everybody kind of gets to a place of understanding before going to the runway. And your eliminated queens do a group
this
number.
This is what happens when you have a library card, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know, don't let this face, I'm sorry, you know what my face is, looks like. Unmatted. Pat, you did the best you could, but you know, you spent a lot of time and you had other people to deal with. Don't ever come for me because I'll read you, wrote you the filth. I've come to show you what I can do. Seriously. Let me tell you, I have always been a rah-rah hometown girl, but I just don't, I don't see it for Roxy, and I wish I did. I wish, no, because when you wish upon a star, doesn't matter who you are, and if you only get one wish in life, I don't want that to be it. I want to be a witch.
So we get to
some of y'all got that because you watch Futurama. So today's episode has been brought to you by the letter C and R. C for Cavassier and R for Ron, both of which bring me life and joy.
I feel like today's episode has been brought to you by the letters C, N, U, and T. However order you want to put them
brought
in.
Brought to you by Cavassier, sponsored by Ron. Listeners, if you are liking what we are doing, please, please go to nerdyshow.com/Patreon like Ron has done more than his fair share. He is literally that like phantom donor that is going to match your funds. If you like what we do or like any of the Nerdy Shows, go to patreon.com/nerdyshow. And if you like specifically what we're doing, you can earmark dollars for us, which is what Ron does. And then he shows up with a bottle of Cavassier and fucks up my life. Girl, I was studying tonight. What am I supposed to do now?
Now you reading. You went from studying to reading.
I am just reading. Oh, for Phil. So.
And if you are so inclined, if you enjoy listening to our show, rate and review us. Go to Apple Podcasts, go to Stitcher or Podchaser.
I know that one. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry, that's episode one, and I also did original like Star Trek.
But go and leave us a rating or review. You can just click we would love a 5-star rating, but whatever star rating you feel is appropriate for our show. If you want to highlight some things that you enjoy about the show, then please do. Go give us a review. That helps other people who have never heard the show find us on all of these platforms.
Absolutely.
So please do it. Subscribe wherever you need to. We are on a new platform service, a new hosting service. We are not on SoundCloud anymore. So if you are a SoundCloud listener, we're sorry, but there are many other ways to find us. We are still putting up the links on our Facebook page, but we're on this new platform called Megaphone, or a newer platform for us called Megaphone, and it's going to help us to expand and grow not just Flame On, but the entire Nerdy Show network. So wherever you listen to us, I know Stitcher is back up and running 100%. Podchaser might have a little bit of trouble, but you can always follow us on the social media if you need to. We're FlameOnShow.com. You can scroll to the bottom, find all of our social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, which is a lot of porn related to geekiness, but still, it's there.
I haven't, because I'm a respectable woman.
So we get to the main stage. The Eliminated Queens come out and do their verses to a song called Sitting on a Secret.
Sitting on a Secret.
Which was just...
Shh, don't tell.
It was fine. It was what it was. It was nothing that made
me... I'd like
me...
to say for the record that Roxy has made more money than all of us combined. So, like, she good. And she does need to feel a certain way about this.
So then the top five queens come out. And they do their verses to the only one of the two songs that really reminded me of a Spice Girls song, Drag
Stop
Up Your Life.
Right now. Thank you very much. I'm
I
sorry,
need
no.
Somebody
with a human touch. Hey, you always on the run. Better slow it down. Now, back to All Around the World, Kitty Girls.
So.
Iggy Iggs!
The top five come out and do their verses to Drag Up Your Life.
Drag Up Your Life. Every boy and a girl. We're really just the boys. But really also the girls. Drag Up Your Life. Tuck it to the left if you happen to shift right. Tuck it to the right if you happen to shift left. Tuck it to your life. I see ya. Hold tight. With duct tape. That almost fell apart, but I saved it.
You saved it with duct tape. It works. The top five girls won, so they had the power to bring one of the eliminated girls back. Or they had to. They had the power to bring it. They had to choose one of the eliminated girls to bring back, and the top two would lip sync and then eliminate one of the members of their team. And that's what happened. Their critiques were all really good. Mm-hmm. I love Trixie's nerdy girl, nympho-mathlete character.
Didn't give me nympho, but it gave
no.
me mathlete, and that was cute.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Kennedy's diva kitty.
Didn't give me diva?
No.
You know what? It gave me Whitney Houston One of Those Days, though, which is diva adjacent.
Yeah.
Not a strong song. You know that's sad when love is a contact sport. Is a better hit than When the Moon Is... Mr. Big! One of those days.
And then you had
shining bright.
Then you had Shangela Sparkle Kitty, which, aside from some throwing of glitter, didn't give you much. She still did well, and her verse was good.
Well. Yep.
But like Kennedy, it wasn't over the moon. BB is Jungle Kitty. They fawned over... I didn't quite understand it. I thought it was fun, but for a challenge where you have to write lyrics for you to come out and like, that's fine and it works and I get what you're doing and I appreciate what you're doing, but these other bitches were out there like writing lyrics for the song that worked and I didn't get it.
See,
but when you're the mole, they're going to fawn over you
mole.
No matter what.
And the thing is, I forgot why I was so happy why BB won her first season. Because I, like, BB is the drag queen that I want to be when I'm, you know, seasoned.
I get it. And, I get it.
And she's a diva.
Yes.
She's polished.
Yes.
She's refined and she knows her lane and she drives the fuck out of it.
Face, face, face. I give face. Beauty, face. Honestly, I missed those lyrics, and I hated those lyrics.
But no, and see, I do those lyrics all the time because for her, it's, you back it up. She is the definition of diva camp.
Yes.
I'm not diva because I'm a diva. I'm diva because I believe I'm a diva, and that's camp, and it's what I crave, and I literally sop it up with a biscuit.
Jesus is a biscuit.
I let him sop me up. Ooh, you know what? My roommate's making wings, and so I think I might pull in the Popeyes, and I'm just like, I just need like 20 biscuits. No, I'm. Can you get 10 biscuits? Yeah. I'm just gonna get 10 biscuits. You know, Ron just asked if I like Popeye's biscuits or Red Lobster's biscuits better. And I would say they're very different. Like, I put them in two different categories. Because when I eat a Cheddar Bay biscuit, it doesn't, like, it's rich and there you taste the herb. But like a Popeye's biscuit is just a regular biscuit that also tastes like butter. If butter could be a biscuit, well, ladies and gentlemen, our patron saint has poured me more Cavassier. And I'm just going to say, it has been a pleasure being your host. Remember to tip your bartenders. Have a good night. So, in conclusion, if I'm eating seafood, then by all means, give me a Cheddar Bay. But I would rather have a Popeye's biscuit any day. Not that I go to Red Lobster, because I fucking hate Red Lobster. You, every black person goes there for biscuits, Ron. That's not new. Newsflash. Ron, who is a black homosexual, likes biscuits. In other news, you touch a gas stove in an open flame, it burns your fucking hand. That was that last sip, and I'm sorry. I'm also very appreciative. You know, I've been doing really well, saving, you know, my coins. Because, you know, Orlando don't pay you the way they should. So, you know, it's not every day that you get, look, let me tell you, sometimes when the money is good, not that money is ever terrible, but when the money is good, I go and I get the nice, like, club crackers from Keebler and some, like, water crackers. And I'm just like, I'm going to get this fancy cream cheese and I'm going to get this Publix caviar and I'm going to go to town. Go to town. You know what? That's probably what I'm going to do tonight. I deserve it. You've supported me so much, Ron. You don't have to support me by buying me caviar. Sometimes, you know why I haven't bought caviar in a while? Is because sometimes I splurge when I go to sushi and pay the $2 extra for something that has roe. The good roe. The salmon roe. The big ones. You know? I'm a size queen when it comes to caviar. Everything else I can let slide, but I'm a size queen when it comes to caviar. What is wrong with me? Jesus fuck. I can't even pretend like I fell off the rails. I was just like, choo-choo. Girl, you in the patio. Choo-choo. Girl, you fell in the hot tub. Choo-choo. Now you're just rolling on the floor. Thankfully, it's tile and I just mopped.
There were no rails to go off.
This is literally a full cast recording. The Play Ball brought to you by Cavassier, Pat, Oral, and sponsored by Ron. Ron, I also need you to be my AA sponsor. Because let's be real, I ain't quitting until literally the state of Florida tells me, hey, girl, you got to sit down and say, my name is Oral. I'm not going to say my last name because it's really easy to find. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I just forgot that my name was Oral. Like, there aren't just, like, eight of us in this goddamn country, one of which I'm related to. So my name is Oral F. Hi, Oral F. I'm an alcoholic and I don't care. And I'm just going to keep drinking. Oh, you can't do that here? Can I ask the cute one who's sitting in that chair to the left for drinks later across the street? Oh, that's frowned upon? How about coffee? Irish coffee? Oh, just coffee? Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you struggle with any sort of addiction, specifically alcoholism, I'm not making fun of you. Please seek help. It is not funny to be an alcoholic. But it's funny to be a gay bitch who refuses to believe that he's an alcoholic. That's a different story. Are you getting your money's worth, Brian? Yeah. You getting your life? I'm glad. Can we skip to the part?
We are almost done, bitch. If you would shut up, we would be able to finish this, and then you could just drink.
Well, I'm going to do this and drink. You can't tell me what to do. You don't know my life. How dare you?
Well, I do know your life.
Thank you for not reading me, because you do know my life. You fired a warning shot across the bow, and I'm very appreciative.
So the top five are the winners. They get great critiques. And the winners of this challenge are The Mole, Bibi Zahara-Benet, and Goth Kitty, Benda LaCreme.
Goth Kitty, who sold it But I could, and she just kind of, oh, you know what? I realized how meta that was. I'm going to say, he's just kind of stomped around like a pale brat. But what is goth but not kids stomping around like pale brats? Not to say that I haven't loved the goth man in my life. I refuse to talk about it because it's very painful. Not because he hurt me, but because, in retrospect, he wasn't very attractive.
So they have to come up with a returning queen and somebody out of the other three.
Oh, happy belated birthday, James.
Trixie, Kennedy, and Shangela are up on the chopping block. And the five eliminated queens are up for a return. So they have conversations in the workroom. Nobody cares.
Nobody
it's all a bunch of bullshit
cares.
That we've seen week after week after week. They make their decisions and they come out for a lip sync. The fact that it was not a Spice Girls or an Emma Button song is quite a mystery.
You know, maybe Emma is having issues with her label.
That's possible.
But first of all, let's talk about how Emma Bunting looked fucking amazing.
She does. She's adorable.
She looks gorgeous. And she was funny during the skit. Ron is right. Ron said things. I don't know if you can hear them or not, but like Ron is right. She was funny during the skit. And I can't wait for, okay, let's derail one last time. I swear to God, this is the last time. Between the Spice Girls doing a reunion tour in North America and fucking Fleetwood Mac doing their farewell, I'm going to be flat broke. How am I going to afford this? How? Because I need to be close enough to Stevie Nicks to scream, Stevie, I love you. I love you too. Sing Stand Back. Stand Back. And then because
you want to prove Thorgy wrong and be that homosexual in front of her going, yeah, Stevie, work.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, Stand Back has gotten me through some things. There was a second part to this. Oh, yeah. Spice Girls. I need to be close enough. I'm not a rich enough older gay man to be close enough to see them sweat. But I would like to be close enough to see the shadow of their eyes. That's eye shadow. Like, if I can make out, I think that's Hunter Green. I think that's Ruby Red. I want to be that close. I want to be that close. It's so, yes, it's $700. If, once again, if you like to support Flame On,
if you would like to send Oral and Pat to a Spice Girls concert, by all means, hit us up on Patreon.
Or we can earmark those dollars. Earmark those dollars?
We'll set up a PayPal donation system. We can make this work.
So
back to Emma Button as the judge.
This is why I put you in charge, Pat.
Exactly.
Especially because Ron keeps filling my glass. And I'm never going to say no. You're an angel and a saint. A patron saint, if you will.
A Patreon saint.
A Patreon saint. See, you made that joke. You made that joke and it was funny as fuck. God, I can't Uber down to my house. It's only 10 minutes away.
So they come out and they lip sync.
How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be. You know what was great is because they're like, the black gays know the original. But all the gays know the dance remix. Side note, book Deborah Cox, please. At places, because I saw her at the late, sometimes great Mr. Sisters.
She plays Parliament like every other year.
She was fucking phenomenal.
Yes.
Her voice.
Which is why she plays Parliament every other year.
And I'm packed. You know what? I could find a husband. Hopefully this time a Dominican husband.
So they come out and they lip sync to Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here.
Asha, the next 10 minutes belong to Asha.
Oh my God.
You know, not, yeah, like what Ben does is really shocking, but Asha literally killing it left and right when she slightly shaded BB, but taken off her wig.
Slightly?
She's like,
slightly? She took out a fucking flamethrower and burned her.
BB has taken off her wig. Bitch!
I don't see no rose petals. I don't see no glitter. Put your wig back on.
You ain't no Sasha Velour.
That made my entire fucking night. That was amazing.
And it's true. I'm just like, I can understand why both of the queens decided to go subdued for that song, because it's very iconic.
Yes. And even though it's a dance beat, the lyrics are such an emotional powerhouse, and because it is such a gay staple.
Yeah, like, anytime Deborah Cox or Ultra Natte show up for a dance remix, you know the gays who have been out and have experienced and gone through some shit, you see them, they grab their friends or their friends, in my experience, literally is like, oh, she about to go through it. And they literally just part the Red Sea. I'm Moses, not as old, but just as cute, and the Prince of Egypt.
But at the end of the lip sync, Ben de la Creme is declared the winner. And at least she got to win another lip sync.
She deserved to win that.
She gets her $10,000, $10,000, if you will.
$10,000.
And makes the decision to bring Morgan McMichaels back. And you kind of knew that no matter who won, unless it was Trixie, because she hasn't eliminated anybody, pretty much anybody who was eliminated, you kind of figured they were going to bring that person back.
So you can't hate me, ho.
Exactly. And Morgan was eliminated in one episode. She had the least time to show anything.
I'm sorry, not one episode. Episode one.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yes. When it comes time to show which lipstick of the three in the bottom, Shangela, Kennedy, or Trixie, she chose. Whose name was on that lipstick?
Written poorly. Ben de la Creme.
Or De La, for short.
And RuPaul's like, I don't understand. I'm going home. I'm done now. And they're like, what? And you're like, I came here to prove that I can do this. And I'm going out a winner. I don't apparently need $100,000 because that apparent off 3,000 miles Broadway production that she does every season apparently is raking in them coins.
Bitch, she did two nights here in Parliament and she raked in some coins.
And she don't have to be here anymore. And you know what? Let's talk about two things. The winners of this episode. One is Bendela, because she's like, I'm going out on top. Everyone's going to love me. I righted my first wrong. Not the other ones, but I righted my first wrong. And I won multiple thousands of dollars.
25 grand.
I'm good. That chops off my student loan from that very prestigious private college. I'm good. Liberal arts, because, you know, a liberal arts knows a liberal arts bitch when they see them. And I'm going to go home because I don't like sending people home. But you know I'm firmly Camp Aja. Ben de la Christ. I wanted you to know it slayed me past, present, and future. At 32, at 64, and at 3. Those are the 3 points in my life when my mother thought I was dead. Because I was down on the ground laughing. Savior of Morgan McMichaels and drag queens everywhere. Putting herself not on the cross, but on the rack. Because, you know, Mary Magdalene don't deserve no cross. I died dead. Finite incantato. And that was Drag Race.
And that was it. We got two episodes left.
Thank God.
Next week, Morgan is back as part of the top five. It is going to be.
Instantly goes home.
Uh-oh.
Not that I think she does a bad job, is that's the curse.
Exactly. very few queens.
Dead queens tell no tales.
But it's a makeover challenge. It's going to be some sort of wedding challenge, which is supposed to be, I guess, some sort of redemption for Morgan, who went home on her season in the wedding challenge. So we'll see how that doesn't go for her. And then...
not shade, just there's a curse.
Yeah. And then it's the end. We're down to five, and then we have two episodes left because we have the 15th is the finale, and then we have the 10th season starting on the 22nd. So there is no time. There is no breathing room. There is no nothing.
Is there one episode? Is there one week where we don't record?
Well, yes.
I promised my roommates that we would go to a fancy brunch.
Well, you know, you got that in the second half of March. You'll be all right.
Okay.
But we have two more episodes of All Stars 3, two more recaps to get through. As we have told Ron, we'll do our normal preview. We'll do a beginning after the first episode is aired. We'll check in midway, and we'll do a recap either right before or right after the finale, where we talk about the end of the season. We will not be doing these recaps because it's tougher on a regular season because we don't really know these queens.
We don't.
So it's tough to really kind of talk about them. With these queens on All Stars, it feels like family.
Unless you're Ariel Italic, who has a quill, a fountain pen, and a good old ballpoint, and is ready to write and read.
I'm so sad. I know she has been super busy with work and life in general, and her work with the Nobodies has been doing great. She's gone viral with her Nobody's Watching Wrestling series with Lady Berica Andrews and DJ Accident Report, who is also a part of Aja's songs, Level Your Pussy Up, and has credit on this new song that just came out. So go check that out. We'll show Oral that video because he'll definitely enjoy some boy Aja in that.
Oh my God, my nose is bleeding again. I feel like Rick James in that skit.
And that'll be season 10. We'll chat about it on our full cast recordings, and we'll give you some updates throughout it. And I think that'll about cover it. So we'll be back next week for more All Stars 3 drama recapness right here on Flame On.
Flame On, drag is new spandex. But really, once again, fuck it, we're calling all queens and me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.